Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you again for joining in with us tonight on this perfect Monday. We hope that you had a wonderful day. You are listening to My Sister, My Friend, an Internet Blog Talk radio show that is ready to help our sisters, our friends, and our loved ones, giving them information, lifting them up, undergirding them, and just being here for one another, for we are our sisters' keepers. So tonight, we've come back to you with part two of our wellness show, Wellness and Health, and we do have Miss Julie again tonight. She is going to give us some more insightful information about how to keep ourselves in good health. So Miss Julie, if you go ahead and start the show off by just saying hello to everybody, and Beverly, you say hello to everybody, and we'll get started.
Okay, great. Thank you again for having me back for part two. My name is Julie McCullough, and I am a wellness coach, and I'm a certified personal trainer, as well as group exercise instructor. And so I'm going to talk to you tonight about what wellness is, and we're going to focus on eating and nutrition for this evening segment.
Very good. Beverly, say hello to our listening audience.
Oh, good evening, everyone. I hope that you'll listen in and feel free to call in and ask questions of our guests. Good evening. Have a blessed evening with us tonight.
All right. And for those that are listening or on the Internet, feel free to call 310-982-4126 and just talk to our host tonight, our guest tonight, and ask any questions, any concerns, make any comments that you may have, or just give us a call. And we love you. And go ahead, Miss Julie.
Okay. All right. So sometimes, a lot of times, I'd say, whenever I tell people that I'm a wellness coach, they often don't know what that is or what all that encompasses. Hello?
Hello, we're listening. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I heard a noise. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if it was my phone or if I got disconnected. Okay.
Okay.
And so wellness, I'd like to define that for you guys so you can understand what exactly I do. Wellness is a full 360-degree approach to well-being. So a lot of times when we think of wellness, we think about maybe two things, which would be eating and physical activity. So the diet and exercise, those two words that people love to hate. However, with wellness, we take into account so many other factors because it's a state of total well-being, which is really, really difficult to accomplish 100% of the time. I would almost say that it might not be possible 100% of the time. But it's about becoming aware of and making healthy choices towards a healthy and fulfilling life. So it encompasses the physical, the mental, and social aspects. Is what I help people with. And so one of the things that I actually wanted to cover this evening is about nutrition and about calorie intake, calorie consumption, because we have to eat to survive, and our choices, what we eat it can dictate our mood. It can dictate how we sleep. It can dictate how we feel. And how we deal with others, and so it can really dictate our physical and our mental well-being. So I think it's really important that we hone in on nutrition to make a difference, and that's really, really hard to do as well. So I'm just going to say, or I guess I'll open it up real quick if there are any questions. LaShondra, Beverly, do y'all have any questions before I start?
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
No, I don't.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Okay. So we'll start with the basics because I don't want to get too confusing and too detailed because when we get too detailed, it gets way too overwhelming. So let's start with the basics, and if we are at a potluck or if we're at dinner, a buffet, or whatever the case may be, the makeup of our plate, how should we design our plate to look? So let's picture that we have our big circle, our plate, and how we're going to break that down. Because, you know, let's say, we're at a church potluck, a Sunday dinner at the church, and people have brought everything. And so it can get a little bit overwhelming.
You're supposed to taste everything. I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, and that's okay to taste everything. It's okay to taste everything because we don't want to deprive ourselves either. Because once we deprive ourselves, then we end up, I use this word, we end up binging on that thing that we haven't allowed ourselves to have a little bit of. So we don't want to do that. But we have our, visualize your circle, your plate. We want half of that plate to be fruits and vegetables. Okay? You want half of that to be fruits and vegetables. Then the other quarter of that plate will be protein. So protein can be broken down into fish, beef, pork. It can also be, chicken. It can also be a bean or a legume. So black beans, pinto beans, charro beans, any kind of bean as well. And then the other quarter is going to be carbs. So the carbs, ideally, that we would choose would be the ideally not refined. So refined means the white. So white rice, white bread, white, you know, the white spaghetti, and stuff like that. So it would be whole grain, ideally. But once you have this plate and you have half fruits and veggies, you have the protein that's there, it's okay to get a little bit of everything. I say a little bit of everything. So if you want to have chicken and you on this quarter plate, you want to have a small amount of chicken, you want to have a small amount of pork, then you can do that on that quarter side of that plate. That doesn't mean pile it high, right? That doesn't mean pile it high. We still want to be aware of our portion sizes. But just the basics of how your plate should look, it should be half fruits and vegetables, a quarter protein, and then a quarter of carbs. And so that way we're filling ourselves with the fruits and vegetables. That's great fiber. And so we really, when we fill our system with fiber, it can help us feel full. One, it stays in our system a little bit longer, but two, it also helps us with digestion, which is really important. And so we want to make sure that we're getting those fruits and vegetables in there. And so that would be the basics of how you kind of want to design your plate. The other thing that I also want to mention as well is going to be making sure that you're eating throughout the day. Okay, so that's, you want to have breakfast. Let's say you have breakfast at 7 o'clock. 3 hours later, you want a little snack. So at around 10, you want a little snack. So breakfast could be, it could be oatmeal. It could be grits. And again, you want to be aware of your serving sizes. So make sure that you're looking at labels and becoming aware of the serving size. You could do, one of my things that I do right now is I do a whole wheat tortilla. I do a couple of egg whites, or you can do one egg. And then I'll put spinach, or I'll put feta, a little bit of feta cheese. I'll put some hot sauce. I'll put pico. I'll do different things and kind of do like a soft taco, a breakfast taco. But I do it myself. And when you cook yourself, you know what's going into it. So I do that in the morning. 3 hours later, I'll do a little snack. The snack can be I'll do fruit. I'll do an apple. I may do a cheese stick with it. I may do hummus and fruit. I'll do a couple of different things. And then 3 hours later, or maybe two and a half hours later, probably around 12:30 is whenever I'm having my lunch. And then a couple hours later, again, 2.5 to 3 hours later, is when I'm going to have my mid-afternoon snack. And then, again, 2 to 3 hours later, I'm having my dinner. And the reason that you want to do this is because it keeps your metabolism going. And your metabolism is what's going to burn calories. Not only is it going to burn calories, but it's also going to give you the energy that you need to last throughout the day, because we all have that time that we tend to get a little bit sleepy. And so if we're designing our plates, our meals, like that lunch plate, to be half fruits and veggies, half of the quarter carbs and a quarter protein, then we shouldn't be as sleepy or as feel as heavy as we normally would come in that mid-afternoon. So those are kind of two basics that I want to make sure that you can focus on that would be easy to do. Again, one would be the design of your plate, making sure you're aware of that. And then the second thing would be the importance of eating throughout the day. And again, you want to make sure that you're eating throughout the day because it keeps us going. It keeps our energy alive. But we want to make it kind of small amounts of things that we're doing as well. So that doesn't mean five heavy meals. You know, one of the things that I don't do is give I'm not a nutritionist, so I don't give any of my clients a calorie base, a calorie number to stay within. And so there are tools out there that can help you with that. So that would be a good place to start. And it can help you. These apps that are out there, these databases, these resources, can help you, one, if you want to maintain your weight, if you, two, want to lose weight, or three, if you want to gain weight, because everybody has their own individual goals. So it can help you with each one of those things. When you have this app, and the one that I go to is MyFitnessPal. You can do MyFitnessPal on a smartphone, or you can access it through the internet. They have a web address as well. So if you just Google MyFitnessPal, you're going to have to create a profile, and they're going to ask you your height, your weight, your sex, and your activity level, and the amount of calories or the amount of weight either that you want to lose, if you want to maintain, or if you want to gain weight. And then they will give you a caloric goal to stay within at that time. And it's one of the most important tools I use when I'm coaching a client, because what we put in our system is key. I can't stress this enough, is key to how we function and how we live. It affects us, again, mentally, physically, it affects us. And so it's extremely important to become aware of what we're putting in our system. I just want to open it up in case to see if there are any other questions, because I want to make sure if you are listening that you guys ask me questions, make sure that you use me while I'm here. I want to be a resource to you all.
Okay.
When you were talking about preparing your plates, would you use the same approach for men and women that are trying to maybe lose weight? Or, like, I'm on high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and I use the small plate. But if there was a man who's overweight, would he use the same approach with the small portions?
Well, he would use the same thing as the makeup of his plate. So half fruits and veggies never hurt anybody. Right, so fruits and veggies, I mean, granted, I guess it can depend on how they're made, but this concept can go to men or women. Half fruits and veggies, a quarter protein, a quarter carbs. Now, what could change with male versus female is the calorie intake. This depends. There is not a general... There's not a major general umbrella because uh, of of calorie intake for men and women. I want to be very careful when we talk about this because I want to make sure that people, their history, their family history is different. Everybody is unique. And so whenever a nutritionist, a dietitian can actually look at, someone's history and their blood work and things like that and their stature, height, weight, male, female, all of that goes into play whenever somebody's given a calorie level to stay within. And so that's extremely important to make sure that, because a man and a woman can be the same height or need to lose the same amount, but a man may need more calories. And so if he's trying to deprive himself and have the same small plate, Beverly, maybe, that as you may be having, one, it may set him up for disaster or for failure because he's going to be hungry all the time. And two, he may be tired. You know, he may not be getting the energy he needs. So the MyFitnessPal application will really help men and women be able to, to know their calorie range that they need to have. Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering about that. Seemed like it would be different for each one.
It's different per person, number one, but it's also different per male and female as well. And I don't know how many husbands and wives have done this before, but I've almost been married 10 years, and my husband and I knew each other since high school and went to Bishop Dunn here in the area down here in Dallas, and we had our uniforms that we had to wear, and my husband and I went on a diet at the same time, probably about 3 years after we got married, 3-4 years. Well, about a week later, he came out in his little high school khakis, you know, and here I am still, you know, trying to lose weight, you know. So men and women are built very differently. Our metabolisms are very different. Our makeup, our genetic makeup is very, very different. That's why it's extremely important. There can be some things that stay as a concept, conceptually the same, because nutrition is going to be nutrition, right? Nutritious or healthier meals are going to stay the same for men and women, but that calorie intake is what will change, what may be different.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I have a question then that I wanted you to elaborate on. When you talk about the plate size, what do you recommend? What plate size do you recommend, first of all? That's my first question.
Well, now I don't have diameters in my mind, but, you know, even
no,
if,
I'm
let's
saying
say this.
Whether 10-inch or 12-inch plate, you know, the regular plates that we eat out of are usually 12-inch, I think, regular 12-inch. And I heard that to help regulate this, we need 9. Is that would be a true statement, or
what do you think? So that can be a small – that can be a trick, if you will, a kind of mind trick. Because what we tend to do and what studies have shown is that if we're given larger portions if we're given a large plate, we're going to fill up that large plate, right? Because we're just going to fill up that plate. And so that's where it kind of gets into a mind trick. So it is certainly a great tool to help us regulate the amount of calories that we intake. Again, so if the small plate works for you, absolutely thumbs up, you know. But if you have a 12-inch plate, again, sometimes you may not be able to regulate it if we're at someone else's house or, eating out, then that's when you can go, okay, I need half of this plate to be fruits and veggies. You know, so that's, it may be a dinner. Make sure that's the grilled veggies. Now, here's the thing. Are we talking about, you know, the sweet potato casserole or not sweet potato casserole, but squash casserole? You know, stuff that's just laden with butter and salt and stuff like that? No, not so much. We want to make sure that those choices that we have, that we're making the wiser choices as well. I go by the 80-20 rule. And the 80-20 rule is 80% of the time, you mind your P's and Q's with what you're eating. So you make the healthiest choice you can. 20% of the time, indulge. You know, and enjoy that favorite meal that you have, or have that dessert, because that way you're also not feeling deprived. I don't believe in any bad foods. It's all about portion size. So if it's difficult to control your portions and a smaller plate will allow you to do that, I say go for it. If it's working for you, keep doing it.
Okay. Well, that brings me to my to another question that I had that I would like to radio audience to think about. You, just like you said, the sweet potato casserole or the squash casserole, or if we're having vegetables with butter and all kind of like red beans with the fat back in it, or the greens with the ham hocks in it, and, you know, all of that type of stuff. How do you regulate that and as a portion size because of the fats and salts in it? What do you? How do? You still use the portion sizes that way?
So my question would be: are you cooking it or are you just eating it?
I just eating it. I don't know what how much they done put in. Now, if I cook it, I would think that I would delegate my portion sizes due to the amount of seasoning or fat back or grease or whatever I have in it, you know, right?
So here's the other thing, and I know I'm probably, good thing this is on the phone, I'm probably going to give a bunch of mm-mms on this one, because I love food too, so I know that change can be difficult. And we grew up on this food, so it can be really hard to change things. But what you have to do is do a cost-benefit analysis, and I'll get back to that. But what I would challenge the listeners to do is start to maybe do a turkey leg instead, right? Instead of, again, I realize it's not the same. When you eat a turkey burger, it's not going to taste like a hamburger. It's something different, okay? But so instead of using the ham hock or the fat back, use a turkey leg. You know, there's what I've started to do is use turkey ham. I'll put turkey ham in my beans. You know, and so
Smoked turkey nicks or something like that.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
So
okay.
you just start to decrease that amount. And the other thing is, people can put salt on it if they want to, right? So salt is normally on the table as well.
Mm-hmm.
So allow them to put the amount of salt they want. That doesn't mean don't put salt in your seasonings at all, but maybe try and cut back just a little bit, right? And if it's not salty enough for someone, they'll grab the salt. They'll ask you for it. So that's okay to do as well. So if you are a guest and you have all that wonderful food, then you just moderate. The other thing you want to make sure another trick, don't go over there hungry. You know, make sure that you're armed, you know, with tools. So eat a little something before you go over there. Maybe you have a small salad that you've prepared before you go over, so you're not so hungry that you completely indulge in all of these options that are there, because then it's going to be overindulgent, and then we're just going to kind of be back to square one. So you can still have, that's when you get into portion control, but a way to manage that portion control, again, another trick, one would be that small plate. The other one would be to make sure you're not completely hungry, that you're starving. A lot of times, like at church, you know, we'll have the potlucks afterwards and the suppers afterwards, but I also keep a little bar, whether it's a granola bar, Nutri-Grain bar, I mean, something in my purse, so I can get something in my stomach before I head over.
Okay, good idea. Okay, well, let me ask you this question then. For your breakfast, you were saying that we need to, do we do fruits and vegetables? How do you do that? How do you do that for breakfast? You know, we half a plate of fruit. Okay, say, for instance, we have bacon, eggs, toast, grits, and some and a fruit. Okay, that's the typical breakfast. Okay, just work with
me
here.
Is that your typical breakfast? Do we need to make an appointment?
Well, it's not anymore. Okay, I don't do that anymore. But
and why not?
Because I'm trying to be portion controlled and lose some weight. Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. So what would be the typical breakfast to keep us full, according to what you're telling us, the plate-wise?
So here is where the awareness, you don't have to have vegetables in the mornings. This is a good question, of course. Some people are into juicing, and some people have the vegetables, in the morning, and they may put a little protein powder, or they may throw some almonds in there for the protein, of course. It's not, and that's okay to do too. If in the morning, this is where being aware of your calories is also going to come into play. When you talk about grits, bacon, eggs, and some other biscuit, that's gonna be pretty high in calories.
Pancakes.
You're just over there just lusting over some food.
You know I am.
I know it. I can tell in your voice. But that's where we need to be aware of the calories that we're intaking, the amount of what we're eating. Some people, and myself included, before I started to log my food on MyFitnessPal, I was going, oh, I'm good. I'm just having a little taste. It's just a biscuit and a half, But that biscuit alone can be, that biscuit alone can be 400 calories. And the way that we break it down, and let's say 1,200 calories. Let's say MyFitnessPal gives me 1,200 calories because I want to lose weight. So the way that we would break that down is somewhat, ideally, 300 calories for breakfast. And your mid-morning snack could be about, let's say two, we could say, I don't know, let's make it 100 for that one. And then for lunch, because, again, that could be a piece of fruit, and it could be small, it doesn't have to be big. And then a couple hours later, your lunch, again, would be 300. So right now, that was 100 calories. So right now we're at 700. And then, again, we have another, let's say 200, we'll do a 200-calorie snack. And then, so that's 9. We have to get to 1,200. That leaves us another, 300 calories?
That's fine. 5.
For dinner.
I think.
5.
Yeah, for dinner. 4. Not many. Not many calories for dinner now.
But here's the other thing, is dinner can tend to be, if we do a 300-calorie breakfast, 100-calorie...
snack.
No, that's right. Yeah, 100-calorie snack, 300-calorie lunch, 200-calorie... that's 900 calories, 200-calorie mid-afternoon snack. And so if we're doing 1,200 calories, and that's fine. It's really okay, because if you think about it, half of your plate is going to be fruits and vegetables. Right? And so when you think it's not a lot, it's about what you're eating. It may not be a lot of fried chicken, cream corn, or a smothered pork chop, mashed potatoes. It may not be a lot of that. But if we're making wiser choices, then it may be, it could be a lot. It actually can be a lot of food.
Okay.
It's a matter of what we're eating. That makes a difference. And we just, if we're making our meals, that's why I urge the listeners to play around with those meals that you really enjoy, and see if there's a way that you can put less salt in it or less butter, or switch from ground beef to ground turkey. Small changes like that can make a huge difference in our weight loss, in our weight management.
Okay. And also, I was sitting here thinking about preparation, the way we prepare our foods, such as the baked or boiled, grilled, broiled food. makes a difference too, right? Because we don't get as much of the grease or the butters and all of that if we are doing those type of preparations. So that helps also, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
The other thing is, you want to make sure that we want to try to eat the least processed. We want to try to eat food in its truest form. So where we have the option between chicken deli meat or a chicken breast, the one that's in its truest form, most true form, would be the chicken breast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the processed deli meat. So we want to try and stay as close to the food in its truest form as possible is another way. But, you know, that can take, it's hard. That's a hard one, you know. That's the difference between a baked sweet potato and sweet potato fries.
Mm-hmm.
It can make a big difference.
Yeah.
So it's all in preparation.
Okay. So what do you think about, let's talk about the fruit. Canned fruit versus fresh fruit versus fruit salads with the sugars and the additives that you put in them. Do we need fresher fruit or do we need the canned or do we tell
right.
the listening audiences about that?
Right. So, again, we get back to the best is in its truest form. So, you know, the fruits are break down to carbs. Right, they have sugar in them.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And so, but it's the truest form of sugar. It's not refined sugar, so it's okay to have that. Again, we don't want to have an abundance of it. We want to keep it in perspective. But it's the best thing if we can have the foods in our truest form. So fruits that are just fresh are ideally the best. The next thing, actually, from there would be frozen. However, that depends on what you're eating. Right, or what you're making. So if you're doing a smoothie or something like that, then that's okay. But then you could go to, you know, they now have actually the jarred ones. Anything that's in its own fruit, own juice, would be the next best thing, but you still want to drain it. And then if it's in the heavy syrup, that's going to be the worst thing that you can do. Because, again, that's going to be just be too much sugar. It's going to send your body just into the sugar shock.
Okay. Well, I have one more question, and then I'm going to ask our listening audiences or the ladies that we have online. I see a few of my good friends online tonight. They might want to ask you a question. So let me ask you this question, and then I'll turn it over to them. What happens after that last meal? So you're saying that we need to eat good on that last meal, which should be around 6 or 7 o'clock, right? Maybe
it
5
doesn't
or
matter.
7.
It doesn't
matter? It
doesn't matter.
Matter.
You know why it
doesn't
matter?
Because you're portion controlled.
That's right. So it's not about what time you eat. It's about what you're eating.
Okay. Okay, well, that was my question, because I tend, you know, I've told you this before, I tend to have late meals, but if I'm portion controlling and eating the correct food, it shouldn't affect weight gain, right? Because, you know, I'm going to sleep. I got the baby syndrome. Feed me, burp me, and put me in bed. That's just it. No, for me. I'm sorry. And, you know, I've said that with you before.
But if that's it's not ideal to be fed, burped, and put to bed. You know, to put to bed. It's not ideal for us to go.
Okay.
And we've seen some chunky babies, haven't we?
Okay. See,
I know it. So it's not ideal if you go to bed right afterwards. However, only because we want our body to digest. You know, sometimes eating and going to sleep can lend to indigestion. Sometimes we don't sleep as well. Sometimes, because we want our body to be able to digest. However, you know, it does depend on what you're eating. And so some of us like our snack afterwards. So if I eat my dinner at 7 and around 9, I'm starting to feel a little snacky. But I can do that. It just depends on what I'm snacking on, you know. And so, you know, if I want something crunchy, then I may go for some almonds, you know. Or I may do my portion. If I want something salty, I might go for my portion size of my it's called, they're called pretzel thins. So I may go for that. You know, if it's sweet, then I may, you know, go for my, just whatever it may be, you know. So it's about what you're eating, not and how much, not about what time.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you explained that to our listening audience. Thank you very much. Ladies, on the line, holding on, do any one of you have any questions, concerns, or comments that you would like to share with us or ask our guest tonight, Ms. Julie? Now's the time.
I have a question.
Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead. I hear about the portions of the meal, which I am coming into the full knowledge of, you know, the portions that we have. It's not so much what we eat. I think he was saying the portion of the meal, not the big four plates, but the next to the smallest plate, I guess, which I've been trying to do. But my question is that every time, you know, I hear about the sugar, you know, with the cherries and the grapes and, you know, it's already got sugar in it and it breaks it down. I'm not quite understanding. I heard you just mention about that's not the refined sugar.
Correct.
Is that the natural sugar or something, that it's okay to have fruits, the apples, the grapes, the cherries? And so is that okay? Because, see, this is my problem. I find myself sitting at my desk. I can cut my portions of meat, portions of vegetables and stuff that I eat, trying to cut down the big plate to the small plate. But I lose control because I've been wanting to find something to snack on. It says, no, the sugar with the grapes, you eat too much of that sugar. So I'm trying to maintain my sugar level because right now my sugar level is high.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get the sugar level down. So it's like I end up like eating chips, which I know that's wrong, sitting at the desk. So I'm trying to really get mentally restraining myself from wanting to eat the bad foods, the sweets. I don't know why at my desk I crave for sweets, the chocolates, the cookies, the cakes. I crave for that. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, what do I do in the place of this, trying to cut the sugars out, the carbs? Because I know the carbs turns into sugar and turns into fat.
They absolutely do. So I say this to so many of my women clients. I say, congratulations, you're normal. So that's what we tend to do. We tend to crave, we were blessed with hormones. So because we were blessed with hormones, our body is constantly craving different things. And so sugar is one of those things. My question would be, my suggestion would be to start being aware of what you're actually eating before the day. Do you log your food? Do you use MyFitnessPal or another logging tool?
Well, I just try to keep track of what I eat, you know, like in the morning time and stuff. I wanted to do like a shake and two boiled eggs. And then at lunch I have like the salad with the grilled chicken, you know, cut my grilled chicken into my salad. That's what I eat for lunch. And then in between time after lunch, I'm trying to figure out what else can I eat. You know, I'm trying to watch the carbs. And then before you know it, I've really kind of like ate really bad that day. You know, like today I had some hot chips, you know, I had at my desk and, you know, some wafers cookies and stuff that is blowing my whole diet, you know, because at one point I was feeling better in my body because I am in menopause. So, of course, you can imagine how that emotional roller coaster is and can be. So I'm just – and then I went to the doctor and got – you know, they were telling me that, okay, to be diagnosed as a diabetic, it's 6.5. Well, I'm already at 6.1.
Yeah, right. Well, so one of the things that's helped me, because it's extremely difficult, because sugar is an addictive substance. And it's extremely difficult for us to kind of kick out of that. And one of the things that's helped me, and I'm not sure if you've heard, it is a product, it's a supplement. It's called Plexus. Are you familiar?
Plexus.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, it's a drink, and I have it every day, and during that time that I may be craving sweets more often than not, then I'll have two, and it's a drink, and it's an all-natural product, and what it does is it was made for pre-diabetics, and it levels out your blood sugar, and you can feel a difference within about 3 days. I've had clients feel differences in about 3 days, but then I knew something in about 3 days was changing. I thought, okay, something's different, but I really knew after 2 weeks, I said, okay, this is making a difference in my craving cycles. I did not crave sweets the way that I normally would, and sometimes we just need a little bit of help. Now, I still eat fruit. I will still have my dessert or a taste of the dessert, but what Plexus allows me to do, since it balances out my blood sugar levels, it allows me just to have a little taste and be okay because I'm not shooting so high up or high down, whether it's based on stress. Because the other thing, you know, I'm not sure what type of work you're in or what's going on in your life. But, one, menopause will do that to you, of course. Our cycle will do that to us, make us crave things. Stress will make us do that as well. But also the meals that we have prior to will also make us crave certain things. But also, you also know you're not supposed to have it. The minute we know we're not supposed to have something, what do? We want
go
it.
Crazy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest that you can go to my website and you will see and read more about Plexus. It's called Plexus Slim, and it is a game changer. It has been a game changer for me and for many of my clients. You know, I've had diabetic clients that have been able to come off of their medication because it's helped them. It is not a magic tool, but it is an aid in allowing us to make the better choices that we need. And so I can, give you my website so that you can check that out as well. But I would also say try and portion size your fruits. You know, fruits are okay, but you want to make sure that you arm yourself with those things. So you got to get the wafers away. You got to get the hot chips away. You know, at some point you got to get rid of that stuff and go, okay, this is going to be my portion size of like what I do, because you said hot chips. I'll have a popcorn. And, again,
yeah.
Be aware of the calorie size. I put Cholula on it. So now I have my little spice, you know, that I need. And if you want to do fruit, just make sure it's a serving size of fruit. And what I tend to do is balance out with, like, one of those mozzarella cheese sticks, or it's called Happy Cow? It's some kind of cow. Mm.
Yeah,
it's the wedge cheese slices. So I kind of balance out the protein and the fruit together. But, again, the big changer for me, and I have it every single day, I have my Plexus Slim. I have my drink. And it balances out blood sugar levels and your lipids as well.
Okay. I have one question, and I'm going to let someone else go. I do have the bag of Plexus Slim here. I just haven't started. So I do have a bag of it here. I think a 30-day supply. So do I supposed to drink it one day? And what about those pills? Because I'm not really – I don't – oh, Jesus. What is this? They
the
got
accelerator?
The Plexus Slim. Yes.
Is it accelerator or boost?
It's accelerator.
Okay. Do you have high blood pressure?
Not really, but my body's been retaining a lot of fluid, so she do have me on the fluid pills.
Okay. Well, no, if that's okay, but just not the – if you're on high blood pressure, you shouldn't take the accelerator. So what that will do is the accelerator is going to – they work together, Slim and accelerator. People don't have to be on accelerator for Slim to work. If I had my choice, everybody would be on Slim.
Okay.
Accelerator is just it's just a partner, you know, to help you lose weight. It will, within time, it will increase your metabolism gradually so that your body is burning that fat, you know, at a more rapid level. Because as we age, our body's not going as fast either.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm so glad I got on here. Well, I got my little neck to slim already here, sister. So
I'm so glad you do. That's great.
When you say plexus, I jumped out of the bed. When you say plexus, I was like, I think I got that. And let me see if she's talking about. Well, so you, I allow you to finish. And you said, well, I just go with my plexus slim. I'm like, bingo, there it is. I got it.
Yeah, yeah. Stay consistent with it. It made a big difference for me. Stay consistent. And, again, when I say arm yourself, I have some in my desk. I have some in my purse. I have some in my car. I have it everywhere
okay.
for the times that I forget.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's just, do I need to do like one for 30 minutes before I eat breakfast and 30 minutes before I eat lunch?
No.
How many times a day?
You don't need to do that. You know, it depends on how you feel. Everybody's different. If you're going to pair it with the accelerator, then you need to make sure that you have food on your stomach. So make sure that you have a healthier, meal in the morning, and then after that, have your slim and your accelerator.
Okay,
or
well, I'm not going to take the accelerator. I'm just going to do the slim.
Okay. Well, you know what? I would say that since you start to crave your sweet after lunch, I would say to have it with your lunch.
Okay, have the slim with my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because that way it'll stay with you in the latter part of the day.
Right, and that's what I was trying to break up, just not being able, because once I finish lunch, that's when it seems to go crazy. Now, when I get home, I'm okay. I have my dinner at home or I have a salad. I don't crave that. It's something that I have to have after lunch. It's when I start wanting to find something to eat.
Right,
and
that's very normal.
That's
so I would
way too.
Yeah.
Because I would like to have something right after, about probably 30 minutes after lunch. It seems like you just get this unquenchable craving.
Right.
Craving. It's something salty or something sweet, either or.
Yes.
And then you tend to overeat it because you just seem like you can't get enough of that. So sometimes I go through that. But I wanted to ask about that hormone thing, like before the ladies have their cycles or during the cycles, is Plexus good for that also because it'll help with the cravings also?
That's when I have mine two a day. That's when I have mine in the morning and in the afternoon. And so it will certainly be good for that because, again, our hormones, we were so blessed with those, right? So, but it's our reality. We got to deal with them, and so it's about dealing with them wisely. So, again, Plexus Slim is a tool to help you be more successful in your weight loss journey. They also have a cleanse. It's a bio cleanse and probiotic that I'm actually doing right now as well because so many things start in our gut. So many illnesses start, in our gut. And so it's important to do, cleanses as well.
How often should we cleanse?
Plexus Slim is not a meal replacement, right?
Nope. No, not at all. No, it's just
no meal replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But how often
so
should we cleanse?
Something or after something? Or I was just trying to.
I'm sorry.
It goes
it again,
with
Genesis.
Something or after something. I'm just trying to understand.
She's asking, does it go with something or after your meal?
Oh, it
or
can. Yes.
With
Plexus,
the meal.
Plexus has a bunch of different. They have about six or seven different products. You can have the Slim alone by itself. If you're only doing it by itself, then you can do it on an empty stomach. If you're going to pair it with a metabolism booster, whether it's Slim or Accelerator or Boost, one of those two, then you'll want to make sure that you have food on your stomach, that you've eaten and you have it afterwards.
Is the website for this product all on your website?
Well, I have a Plexus product, a Plexus website, and we will send an email to follow up, but my website is Plexus. I'm going to have to – it's plexusslim.com/Julianne Quinn. So it's P-L-E-X-U-S-S-L-I-M. com, and then / Julie, J-U-L-I-E, A-N-D, Q-U-I-N. And my email, because I can also forward it to you, the link, my email is Plexus, J-P-L-E-X-U-S-J, at iCloud.com.
Are the products expensive?
They are not as expensive as a lot of the products out there. And I will tell you this, that there are three different choices you can choose in purchasing the product, different products. And so it's very easy to navigate on the website to be able to see. You can just do a regular retail customer, or you can do a preferred customer, which will give you a discount, but it's monthly shipping. And then you can actually, if you wanted to, choose a membership and then get wholesale pricing as well. But I'll tell you this. I was a part of, my background is in fitness. And so I was a part of a different nutrition company. And I did that for 7 years. And I tried other brands out there. And I always wanted to compare what I was putting in my system to what I was representing. And I always went back to this one company. But then whenever I tried Plexus, there's just nothing out there like it. And their products are not as expensive as the other companies that are out there. But there's not a company that's apples to apples with it either. There's no company out there that has a product that stabilizes your blood sugar. There's medication that your doctor can give you, but there's no other company that has a blood sugar stabilizing drink.
Mm-hmm. My question too is, it's good for anybody. It's not just for people who have
pre-diabetics or diabetic.
Diabetic or pre-diabetic or high blood pressure. It's good for everybody, right?
Absolutely, because I don't have any of those. What I have?
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I was.
Yeah, what I have is a tendency. Yeah, I have a tendency to like sugar. That's what I have. Like food. Right.
I got a tendency for ice cream and cookies.
Yes, that's right. So this is for everybody. It is a product for everybody. They just, what they did
and it was.
Say again?
No, I stopped. Go ahead.
Okay. What they did, they were designing it for pre-diabetics, and then they realized the effects that it was having on weight management and on weight loss. And so that's how they became into a weight management and a wellness company, was to say, wait a minute, this can help more than just pre-diabetics. And again, they're all natural, and it's a 60-day money-back guarantee as well, which I've had no clients ever do. But it's just amazingly, it's an amazing company, and it's natural products, which is a big deal.
So go by the routine that they give you and do what you're supposed to do over time, because I'm not into the quick weight loss, but I think if you lose it quick, you'll put back it quick plus some.
Correct.
But over time, with proper management of exercising and taking this and balancing out your food and say, let's say in a year's time, how much could you possibly lose?
Well, and that depends on everybody. You know, I can't
individual.
Yeah, that's very, and it depends on, your age, your situation, your family history. It depends on how much weight you need to lose. Because a person that needs to lose a lot of weight is going to lose weight at a more rapid rate than one that just needs to lose about 20 pounds. Okay? So that differs. And so what I would also urge you to do is, I urge every woman to do this, and men too, but to take your measurements. Because as we get older, the number's not going to budge as much on that scale. And while we all have, this number in our head that we want to get to, you know, that high school or that really fine college weight, we may not get there. You know, it, and our body is going to change differently, and it's going to take a long time to get to that spot. So don't have so much as a number in mind, but be very aware of how you feel. I have a client that she was a little bit slow to lose the weight, but she was sleeping better within the first 3 days. So when we sleep better, you know, when we're tired, we also release cortisol, right? So stress and lack of sleep also make us release cortisol, which make us, again, crave these foods, you know, and it's just this downward spiral. So her behavior change was a big deal. And then it's, you know, it slowly started to come off, which can happen, you know, again, because every woman's different. And, you know, it's the 30s get worse and the 40s, and have we had kids and hysterectomies and, you know, all these different things can come into play. So I would urge you to pay attention to your behavior, you know, how things taste, how you're feeling, and the inches and the clothes and stuff like that. That's a big deal.
Julie, we're winding down. We got about 4 minutes, but I wanted to ask about exercise and plexus. Do you need to have a vigorous exercise program, or do it need to be moderate, or you know, how does that work? Do they work together, or does it matter?
Well, plexus, me as a wellness coach, says yes, you need to exercise. Okay. You're going to have the best results, period, to, you know, when you incorporate a healthier eating and exercise. Again, plexus is fantastic, but it's not magic, right? It has to be a behavior change that we adopt, and healthy behavior change is what's so important. You do not have to exercise for plexus to work. Work is in quotes. You can't see me doing the air quotes, but anything. Exercise is just key, period. Whether you are on plexus or not, it will enhance any effort you're doing to lose weight, to gain muscle mass, to make your heart healthy, all these different, to digest your food better. Exercise is important, period. So, but it doesn't have to happen for plexus to take an effect, because plexus is balancing out your blood sugars. That's just helping us eat better. It's a catalyst for us.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering that question. Now, ladies, we have about 2 minutes. Is there any other questions that we need to ask Ms. Julie tonight before we go into prayer?
How do we get in touch with her if we needed to call her for any questions or anything like this? Because I have the Plexus Slim here, and I'm so excited that I got on the call tonight to hear her. So do you have a phone number you prefer us to just go to your website?
Well, why don't we do this? Let's go to my email, and then from my email, because I'm actually about to be out of town. I'm off the rest of the week. Amen. So go to my email. I will have my email with me, which would be the Plexus J.
I just got jealous really quick.
Yeah. PLEXUSJ at iCloud.com. And we will send a follow-up email that will have my information on it everybody as well.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Thank you, Jesus.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time, Julie.
PLEXUSJ, PLEXUSJ at iCloud, iCloud.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your information tonight. Ladies, thank you for your questions that you've so graciously asked our guest tonight. We thank everybody who's listening, whether they're listening by computer or on the telephone or on the line with us tonight. We appreciate your support and your continued listening. So we want everybody to be blessed and have a good evening. I'm going to ask Evangelist Williams, will you pray us out tonight?
Yes, ma'am. More than happy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Go right ahead.
Glory to your most holy name. Heavenly Father, we come before you once again to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. Father, we thank you for the coach, Julie, oh God, to bring us insight, God, so that we'll know how better to take care of your temple in the name of Jesus.
And Father, we just ask right now that we have the willpower and the strength to do as she has given us instructions to do, oh God, so that we can feel better, that we can up and do activities that we normally wouldn't be able to do, God. Lord, we thank you for the manifestation, God. We thank you for your wisdom, because you said in your word that your people perish for a lack of knowledge. And Lord, we thank you for her being on the line. We thank you for the host too, God. And Lord, we just honor you, we just bless you, and we're happy today, oh God, that you are yet still blessing your people with knowledge, that you're yet still blessing us, God, that we'll be able to take care of the temple, which is our body, God. And we love you and we honor you and bless Judy, God, as she traveled down the highway, the dangerous highways, God. Bless her in the name of Jesus in such a mighty way. And we thank you for her in Jesus' mighty name. As she touched and changed lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we love you, and we honor you until we meet again. As we depart, but never your presence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you, ladies, tonight. Julie, we thank you.
I just wanted to say quickly, Julie, stay in touch with LaShondra. We'll look forward to seeing you in October at our women's conference. So if you'll stay in touch with LaShondra so we can make sure that you have you as a speaker for our conference.
Absolutely. Will do.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. I love each of you. We appreciate your patience tonight and your calls. God bless each. Thank you, Minister, my friend, Minister Williams, tonight. Congratulations to Minister Brenda Williams, y'all, because she got her ordination last week. So y'all tell her congratulations.
Congratulations. We celebrate with you. All right. God is in the blessing business.
Yes, he is. And I graduate from school in October, y'all. So I finished my bachelor's of science in sociology in October. Woo, Jesus,
all right, well, come on to our conference on October 25th so we can celebrate with you.
All right, Julie. Right. Thank you. I'm going to email Julie, though. I'm getting ready to take my walk, guys. Hey, I got to get up out of the bed after hearing all this, honey.
I love you all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Y'all take care. Good night.